Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, some time ago, Pat and Chris, we talked about on VFN Radio the Earth opening up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the first time we talked about the Earth opening up, swallowing someone, we thought, okay, this is interesting. We haven't heard about that in a long time.
Right.
And it was a man, you remember, in South Florida that the Earth opened up not on his street or not in his backyard or not even around his house, but in his bedroom, but not only in his bedroom, but underneath his bed.
Yeah.
So they heard a loud noise and run to the room, and the guy, one of the family walks in and just says, oh my goodness, all I could see was this big hole and a mattress sticking out of this floor. Eventually, the hole went down 100 feet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can imagine 100 feet. I mean, you and I, and Chris, we jumped off of this tree that was like 20 feet, you know,
right.
Now we that give you a reference off of that, you know what I mean? That was pretty high. I've been 60 feet before, and that's like nerve wracking.
Yeah, I dove off a 40-foot telephone pole once.
Oh, okay.
Remember?
We won't talk about that.
No, we've talked about it before.
Yeah.
Well, high ropes.
I'm messing with you.
Yeah,
high ropes adventure thing. Yeah. That's amazing. So
that's,
you get a grip of 40 and 60.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100 feet in the ground. Well, then we reported and shared that, oh my goodness, this happened yet again somewhere up north where these guys were on a golf course and there wasn't a hole that opened up in the golf course and there was like three or four other men, but that a hole opened up around one person.
Yeah.
And they went down.
Yeah.
One person.
It was small too.
And they had to take like Pat's waist size, very small circle. And
yeah,
the person
child.
Went down. And the only thing the person could think about was, oh my goodness, this happened to the guy in Florida. I hope this thing doesn't go down any further. They put a ladder down there, the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guys, in Chicago.
Not again.
It's happened again.
Are you serious?
It's happened again. This time we actually have video. You actually see three cars, two that are already in the dirt. And you actually see one car that literally just rolls, right? The road just collapses. This happened to be, they said some kind of water main or something broke. But it's just amazing to me to see, oh my goodness, what is happening that the earth is opening up? I mean, on VFN Radio, we've talked about the infestation of large snails as big as rats.
Yeah.
We've talked about the locusts that have swarmed Egypt. Okay, talking about biblical proportion to the point that they had to stop the vehicles because they couldn't see past their windshield.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about the earth opening up underneath people. Let me tell you something. And this is enough to get like, God, I think you got my attention. What is happening? You could be driving down a road and the earth opens up. You could be playing golf, minding your own business, and the earth opens up underneath your feet. You could be sleeping in your own bed.
All right.
And so you get, you say, well, you know, there's sinkholes in Florida. No. It's like there's happening everywhere. And what we talked about one of the last times is like, you know, this is like a warning. You know what I'm saying? Let's take the situations and a warning. A misfortune does follow some people, but let's not focus on the other people and just say, you know, God, if that happened to me, where would I be today?
Exactly.
Where would I be today? And it's so important to think about, Lord, every single day, I just want my heart and my life to be connected to you. And Jonathan Edwards says something that should put a fear of God in us. He said, you know, I resolve never to do anything which I would be ashamed to do if it was the last hour of my life.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.